Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Finance Ministry has asked the Reserve Bank of India to consider emergency measures to help borrowers cope with economic pressure triggered by the COVID-19 outbreak. Coronavirus outbreak has led to reduced business activity and has already resulted in layoffs and salary cuts. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced a comprehensive package of Rs. 1.7 lakh crore for the economically weaker sections of society hit by coronavirus. Former Reserve Bank of India Governor Raghuram Rajan has said that the lockdown is not enough to contain coronavirus in the country. He added that the lockdown will be substantially harder for the poorer sections of society. The lockdown order has brought almost all commercial activities in India to a halt. He asked rich countries to help underdeveloped countries and mobilize resources to them to contain the virus. India Inc. is currently facing a deep contraction and it is broad-based across sectors and industries, according to a latest report by think tank Center for Monitoring Indian Economy. The agency warned that the coronavirus outbreak could make it even bigger, longer and broad-based. According to CMIE, the contraction in the financial year 2019-20 is 12.9%, which is worse than the 6% contraction recorded during 2008-09 following the global liquidity crisis. Early in the outbreak, China imposed tough travel restrictions and factory suspensions to curb the spread of the virus, squeezing labor supplies and sending exporters scrambling to fulfill orders. Now the reverse is happening. Overseas orders are being scrapped as the pandemic ravages the economies of China's trading partners. Economists had initially anticipated a V-shaped recovery for China's economy, similar to that seen after SARS epidemic in 2003. But analysts have since slashed their forecasts. Factory workers in China are being asked to look for other jobs or are suffering pay cuts as overseas orders decline. Walmart Inc.'s Flipkart is all set to resume its grocery and essential services after the local law enforcement authorities assured the e-commerce giant of safe passage of supply chain and delivery executives. While Flipkart decided to resume delivery of essential services and groceries, Amazon said that it was in talks with government authorities to enable it to deliver essentials to its customers. India's central bank and major lenders are working on a plan to close most branches during the country's lockdown, aiming to prevent tens of thousands of employees from becoming infected with the coronavirus. The world's second most populous nation with 1.3 billion people is still very much a cash society, and banks have been exempted from a 21-day lockdown. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in on Monday for more business news. Goodbye.